This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The streets are empty in Charleston and Savannah. Hurricane Matthew, in the meantime, is bearing down on other cities in another state, Florida. The Sunshine State is in a chaotic way at this point, as so many have evacuated. Others have decided to stay. Jacksonville, the shelves are bare. Good luck trying to find some gas in Jacksonville. It's all about Hurricane Matthew and the deadly force of what could be a Cat 4. Scary, scary to look at the view from 10,000 feet, meaning to me, you look at the weather map and you say, you got to be kidding. So, what's happened is Disney World closed. The parks closed. Getting into Orlando, forget it, closed. Flights have been canceled all over the place. Shelters have been set up. Rain is pouring like nobody's business, and it depends on where you live in that state or where the people are in that state, that how they're being hit by it. When you say Cat 4, it is never a good thing, obviously. So already some rain has fallen. And we're getting closer. Some people have decided to ignore the evacuation orders. Haiti should be a lesson. The death toll from Hurricane Matthew, 283. You even have the head of FEMA saying, listen, I grew up in Florida. I know what this is like. Get out. Get out before it's too late. Because when they say it's too late, you ignore the danger, you stay in the house, they might not be able to save you. It depends, it depends on where, where you are. The lakes, the dikes, all of that. You know, the Florida governor, Rick Scott, said evacuate, 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 and hopefully more people really heeded that advice, because you could see from West Palm to South Carolina how bad this is going to be. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina under states of emergency. Florida Governor Rick Scott just issued a blunt warning to 1.5 million on the coast. He said the storm's going to kill you. It's going to kill you. The president declared a state of emergency in 24 Florida counties as potentially catastrophic, right? The Department of Defense has approved a request to unlock $11 million in humanitarian civic disaster in response to the hurricane. Pentagon press mouthpiece Pete Cook told reporters that, they've got that loosened up, and that the U.S. Southern Command is overseeing U.S. military relief efforts in Haiti, and they've already arrived. So they've set up bases of operation for FEMA in Charleston, South Carolina, Albany, Georgia, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And FEMA's administrator, Craig Fugate, pushed people to evacuate and assured them that FEMA was ready to meet whatever emergency. As like he said, I have not seen, and we have not seen a hurricane this strong in almost a decade. If instructed to evacuate, don't wait. You can always repair and rebuild. We'll be here to help you do that. But it's the main thing is to keep safe. I agree with that. No matter what, rebuilding, whatever happens, you have to get out of there. And in the Caribbean, And in the Bahamas, they saw what that was like. Forecasters say Miami and Fort Lauderdale are the state's most densely populated areas, with over 4 million people would escape the worst winds, but they still have tropical force winds. And I was seeing some television from down there, 39 to 73 miles an hour, so still they were getting hit by the storm, and they were already getting the early edges of it. And if you look at it, you know, the impact is the impact. And, yeah, these states of emergency and responding and all that is great. But if you stay there, it's – or if were when they come back, who knows what they're going to find? Who knows what that's going to be? And this goes up to the coast as far as South Carolina, at least as the models are showing. And how bad is bad? I mean, how do we know? What is a Cat 4? What does it look like? Well, we're saying storm surges as high as 11 feet at high tide along the Florida coast. Maybe even 15 inches of rain. Wow. That is crazy. 15 inches of rain? And there you go to the flooding again. So more than 2,000 flights have been canceled. And we're talking about Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. I mean, gosh, Savannah, Georgia is beautiful. And they haven't had a direct hit from a hurricane since 1898. And people paid attention because it is like a ghost town, right? It's just that bad. It's just that bad that people realized, oh, I have to get out. Vero, Florida, Vero Beach, Florida, didn't look too good earlier in the day. So you can sandbag, you can anticipate, you can do whatever you want, I think, ahead of these things. But then when you're there, whoo, and you talk about that kind of water, it would just be better to come back. And I think that's why at one point, Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina was just so exasperated. She said, you know, we've had some evacuations. It's not enough. You got to get out of there. It's not enough. All right, quickly, let's squeeze in some Grim time. Hey, Grim, we're almost up against it. What's up?
Well, real quick, like, they plan for the worst, and all we can do is hope and pray for the best.
No kidding. You're right. But that's it.
Kate Grimmie wants to propose a statement to the undecided voters, the Bernsters, the never Hillary, never Trump, and the never mind voters. Are you tired of the Harry Truman pact where 95 cents out of every dollar spent to resolve foreign conflicts that are the problems of the close neighbors of these radical socialist / communist countries? Are you tired of those that are in the mainstream so-called journalist news medias and their own polls shoving the candidate of their choice down your mind? Are you tired of those in the media, talk shows, late-night talk shows, just as SNL's downhill ride on less comedic but greater political hacking of the one-sided view of their candidate of choice? Are you tired of the others insinuating you don't know? Let's all shock them again and awe them again. Vote for Trump.
All right, we'll see what happens on Sunday in that debate. Grim, thanks. Coming up next, we're taking you to the movies here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child when you were only starting.
The two-pitch belted deep left field. Long, high drive. Yes, sir, there she goes. A three-run home run for Jose Bautista. And the Blue Jays have rolled a 10 here in Arlington, leading the Rangers 10-0 as Bautista answers all the boos.
That's right. We got playoff baseball right before we head to the movies. Toronto smashed the Rangers 10-1, the final score there. You heard Bautista with the long ball. Cleveland in a tight game got by Boston 5-4. Arizona beat San Francisco on Thursday Night Football 33-21. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. 17 points accounted for turnovers because San Francisco couldn't hang on to the ball. All right, let's move it along. It's no sports movies on the docket this time along, but one that's getting a lot of play called The Girl on the Train.
A teacher once told me I was the mistress of self-reinvention. It's like having a secret. And nobody but me knows I'm doing it. I saw her. I saw her from the train. She was with this man. Just for a second. Is this her?
To a woman so hard.
Can you tell me where you were Friday night? I was in the city, and then I went to visit my husband.
You mean your ex-husband? It's my understanding that the woman who has gone missing was his nanny.
Rachel, I need you to stay away.
So what did you do during those hours that night?
I don't remember. There's some time missing. What happened that night in the tunnel? Tell me the truth.
You were seen in the area that night. Did you murder Megan Hipwell?
No. I'm not the girl I used to be.
Why are you here?
Because I'm afraid of myself.
The Girl on the Train was a very popular book, and Emily Blunt plays the lead in this movie. It has gotten some pretty high marks for it. It is a thriller, a mystery. It is 1 hour and 52 minutes, so plus it would be over two if you're going to this at the theaters on the big screen. For what it's worth, Rotten Tomatoes, 44%, that's not very good. The whole idea is that Emily Blunt's character is a commuter on a train and keeps seeing this couple that look perfect from the window of the train. Then she sees something of a murder. So, wow, the perfect life isn't so perfect, but who's really responsible for it? So, you know, there you go. We move on from The Girl on the Train, which will get a lot of buzz, I don't know about crowds, to a movie called Birth of a Nation.
You a child of God. You got purpose. The law put it there, and nobody can take it away.
These books are for white folks. They're full of things your kind wouldn't understand. You're special, boy Nathaniel. Study hard here.
Your slaves sure do know how to behave.
Well, they got them. One of them's a preacher.
People might pay good money to have them calm down a bit, especially by one of their own.
I lead you to Peter 2:18. Submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. I'm that. What you think you're doing,
boy?
I asked you a question.
You're done preaching for a little while. You learned your lesson, boy?
Oh, yes. I've learned. To watch a strong man broken down is a terrible thing. The Lord's spoken to me. Visions of what's to come. The rise of good against evil.
What are we going to do?
We'll fight. But once it begins, our brothers and sisters will join. And we'll number in the hundreds, thousands even.
And we'll rise.
A new song.
But the high place of God be on the mouths of the saints and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nations. Sing to him a new song.
And we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up. In spite of the age, we'll rise up. And we'll do it a thousand times again.
Something. You're waiting on us.
We will rise.
Yep, Birth of a Nation, 2 hours, 77 Rotten Tomatoes. It's an aggregate of what reviewers are saying. It's a biographical drama. And it stars Armie Hammer and Gabrielle Union and Nate Parker, and has gotten, again, some pretty big reviews, and it's a pretty interesting movie, supposedly. And I think that this would be a movie that, if you didn't go see it on the big screen, would probably be worth seeing, you know, when it streams. I think this would be a good streaming movie, too. All right, the final one is Middle School. Oh, we know this. The Worst Years.
My name is Rafe Kachadorian, and welcome to my crazy life. Shut it down, boys.
Please tell me you didn't stay up all night drawing again. I know it's hard to start a new school, but there's a whole world out there.
There's a whole big world in there, too. This is my sister, Georgia. Mom, she's doing it again.
She's going to get me arrested.
Lou, not getting any younger here.
Do that again, and you're not getting any older either.
This is my mom's new boyfriend, Carl.
Phone lady, search for ways to get rid of kids you don't like.
I'm calling mommy.
Stop, stop. Hang up. Hang up. Hey, mom. I'm breaking up. Gotta go.
And this
Excuse me.
Is my new principal, Dwight.
Everything you have on is breaking rule number 22.
What's rule number 22?
The code of conduct. Read it. And look what's happening to your shirt. Nobody needs to see where your chest hairs are going to be.
So, yeah, this year is going to be fun.
No loitering. Move it, people.
Intense, huh?
Seriously? It's like I'm in prison.
No outside food.
No talking.
No laughing.
No going to the bathroom.
It's pretty common rule.
Don't you see, Rafe?
My school, my rules.
Hand over the notebook.
Rule number 26. Read it out loud.
Written material deemed inappropriate will be destroyed.
Bring the yellow bucket.
You don't understand. These drawings mean everything to me.
Creativity has no place in this school.
Welcome.
They say
that. Oh, no.
Rules are rules.
No risk, no reward. We have to fight.
We've got to take on the establishment.
Alright, guys, I've given you all your assignments. Let's break every rule in the code of conduct to expose Principal Dwight.
Alright, Kachadorian. I'm in.
Let's do this.
What are you doing?
I'm just excited to get to school early.
Really?
Oh my gosh! That could have been me!
If you get caught, you're gonna end up in a new school called prison.
I will find the hooligans and I will bring them to justice.
The microphone is on the fritz, sir.
I like my big butt!
It's a good day.
Whoever did this is committed to the art.
All right, so you get it. Middle school, you know what those years are like. I think the title is very funny and apropos. So this is like that fun comedy, you know, kind of deal. The Worst Years, you know, this. It's 1 hour, 32 minutes, PG. That's what it's rated. Lauren Graham's in it. Adam Palfy's in it, if you remember. Pelly is in it, if you remember him. But it's getting a little bit of a buzz. I bet it does well streaming. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So many of my friends on the Atlantic seaboard, boy, and I'm hearing from them right and left. I've got family in Florida, and as I've mentioned before, a lot of friends in Jacksonville and in Charleston and whatnot. There's a lot of concerns about what's going to happen to their homes and what's going to happen, frankly, when they come back. Scott Major joins us now. He's a national disaster insurance expert and author. Scott, without a doubt, we've seen the problems that have happened to people. Hurricane Katrina comes to mind. There have been other disasters having to do with even mudslides and tornadoes. And then, of course, that's different for policies. But we've seen what it's like for those people to try to recover, especially we can recall recently with Hurricane Sandy, or wasn't really Superstorm Sandy, what that did to so many people. So you can imagine a lot of people are on edge.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation, having been through physically 10 hurricanes on my own and having done extensive work with post-Katrina, post-Sandy, post-Wilma. There is a substantial amount of damage that's going to be done, and the success of individuals is going to be, and their businesses is going to be, in their ability to prepare and to take steps both before and after the hurricane.
Yeah, so how do you prepare before that? What can people do? Do they need to have photographs and stuff of their house and whatnot?
Excellent. Yes. The answer is that the first thing you want to do, if you have time, is to call your insurance broker or your insurance agent and make sure you have proper coverage, understand what your coverage is, whether it covers both the exterior as well as the interior. Some people have something called contents coverage, which covers damage to furniture and art and things inside clothing and stuff like that. You want to make sure you understand exactly what that is. In addition to that, you want to take pictures or video of every single aspect of your house inside and out. And what that means is going around and taking pictures of clothing or art or furniture, as well as the structures itself inside and out, your ceilings, your roofs, your outdoor windows and things like that, even trees, so that if there is damage afterward, you have a documentation, an actual video or picturesque documentation that can be used with the insurance company, and it's extremely compelling.
Yeah, and was that the problem? As you said, you know, you've worked with people, you were in 10 hurricanes yourself. Is that the problem with most people? They don't have that, I would assume, right?
That's correct. Most people don't read their insurance policies. They're not even sure what their insurance policies say, you know, because insurance policies are essentially a group of exclusions telling you what's not covered and a very small amount of information that is covered. So most people just assume, oh, I've got coverage for if my house blows down or if there's a window damage, and they may not realize there may be high deductibles or there may be damages which require proof. And if you haven't done video or picture evidence and actually document these things, then you may have problems with having the insurance company say to you, we're not really sure that you can prove that this damage occurred, you know, before the storm or after the storm. And so these pictures and videos are so quintessentially important to making sure you have a good insurance claim. And this is all before the hurricane starts, because there's another set of factors that you engage in afterward. But it's really important, if you think about just protecting your assets and protecting and making a record, a snapshot of what's your property and what your personal items are in before the hurricane starts.
All right, we're talking to Scott Major, insurance expert, especially focusing on this hurricane, this event that's coming down, like I said, bearing down on the East Coast. Okay, so after the event, then what do you do?
First thing that you want to do is to make sure that you notify your insurance companies and your agents. And there's a big understanding that needs to be made to the listeners, and that is calling your insurance broker, your agent, doesn't always constitute notification. If you have a GEICO insurance policy or a State Farm or an Allstate insurance policy, you call that number that is on the back of your policy or on your card, and you notify them directly. Your agents can help you, but you need to notify the insurance company directly, because oftentimes first in, first out. So you want to immediately call if you have damage, because they'll start your claim soon. And you can imagine there are thousands and thousands. In a case of like Sandy and Katrina, there were hundreds of thousands of claims. You want to get online first. The next thing you want to do is to check and see if there's any government relief available. Lots of times FEMA and other government agencies will be called into action when the national declaration of an emergency occurs. So oftentimes the governor will reach out to the president and try to get a declaration. If that occurs, you're entitled to immediate monies separate and apart from those monies that go through the insurance company. And there's a number of different options there. You also want to go back out and take pictures of what the damage is, just like you did before. You want to make sure that you document, hey, here's the damage now, so I can show the insurance companies or their agents before and after pictures or video that clearly delineate exactly what the problems are. The next thing to do is to get multiple estimates. So you don't want to have your friend Fred, you know, come and write an estimate for you. You want to call a couple of roofing companies or a couple of landscaping companies or a couple of companies that are going to fix, general contractors, whoever those experts are, that will come and give you estimates so that you can go to the insurance company and say, hey, I've got a whole package here for you. I've got my pictures before. I've got my pictures afterward. I've got a couple of independent experts that have come out and done an estimate. I don't care which one that you choose, but I need this to get done. And the last two things I would say are, you want to make sure that you continually write. Sometimes just making a phone call, even though it's recorded, doesn't give you a good record of what occurred. So when you find out who the adjuster is, they'll often have an email address, and most things go electronically now, you start writing them every day, every week. What's the status of my claim? When is an adjuster coming out to visit me? When am I going to be paid? Are there any delays? If there's any delays, please write me and specifically tell me what delays there are. You know, when are you going to issue my check? You know, and so forth and so on, so that you have a documented record of 1, 2, 10, 20, I tell my clients, 20 to 50 letters, so the insurance company realizes, hey, we better either get rid of this claim, or we may face some adverse consequences at the end. And finally, you need to decide, do you want to have an expert to help you? And that is, do you want to retain a public adjuster or a lawyer or another representative that can come and step in between and sort of facilitate their claim? And those two individuals, and when you talk about public adjusters and lawyers, they're both equally competent and they handle different things. An adjuster is more before litigation and can help you to understand exactly how to process the claim. And oftentimes they're adjusters themselves, and so they know how to speak the lingo, but they can't do what lawyers do in the sense that they can't file suits and they can't put pressure on the insurance companies in the same way. Usually the differences between hiring them are ones of cost. A public adjuster might be less expensive, might be 10% of whatever you recover, whereas an attorney might be more. The offset to that is that if you hire an attorney in most states, particularly, let me take Florida, for example, you have the ability to sue the insurance company if they don't pay, and then essentially your lawyer's free because the insurance company has to pay the lawyer as well as pay the entire claim. And so you have to make good decisions on what experts you choose and make sure that the people who repair your home are certified, do have the expertise, do have licenses, do have insurance. A lot of times they'll come around and they don't have insurance, and if they do a defective job, you've got no remedy against them. So these are important considerations that every single homeowner and business owner should do. And I might just add that this equates and actually applies to both individuals and business owners. So if you have a business, you want to engage in the same tactical warfare, if you will, you know, in preparation before and after, so that you have the same sort of documentary evidence and you've notified the insurance companies in the same way. And oftentimes in business environments, there's different insurance, such as insurance that will cover when your workers can't work, business interruption insurance, or if there's damages and other things, that is separate apart than a typical homeowner's or condominium policy that is really looking to cover the structure and the content itself. So those are good examples of great techniques that you will absolutely succeed, having handled thousands and thousands of these claims and given testimony virtually all over the country after these storms and helped cities, counties, states, as well as individuals and businesses. I can tell you that that is the way to successfully get paid for a claim and to prepare yourself to give yourself the best chance for the quickest resolution.
Yeah, so what you said, that takes a lot of work and tenacity, and you just have to be prepared for that, right, Scott?
There's no doubt about that, and that's where you have to start thinking about if, in fact, you do take your pictures beforehand and you're going to take your pictures afterward, whether or not, hey, this is too much for me, I'd like to get an expert attorney or I'd like to get an adjuster involved to help me out to process that claim. I would mention that if you do get any kind of expert like a public adjuster or a lawyer, I would make sure that you get specific writings from them that tell you what specifically they're going to do, what kind of timelines they're going to give you to make sure that somebody doesn't just step in and then just try to get any money because they're getting a little percentage and run. So you want to make sure they'll delineate just the same way the insurance company will in writing. And if they don't, you write them the same way. And, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so if you're persistent with your insurance company and you have the right experts in place, you're much more likely to get insurance claims paid faster and you're much more likely to get more money.
Yeah. We have like 40 seconds left, but are they ever going to solve this solution in Long Island? It's terrible.
It's awful. You know, when I was up there testifying and giving evidence before committees, I can tell you that the biggest problem they have is that, you know, they don't have a good disbursement formula for how to get these monies to the people quicker. And then organizations in cities and counties across the country have to think about hurricane preparedness and better ways to manage their risk so that we can get quicker resolution of claims and quicker people to the site to help remedy these problems before they become so lengthy and impossible that they become, you know, a nightmarish to people.
No kidding. Scott Major, thanks so much. We'll have you back on again. Appreciate your time. Absolutely. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to our mailbag here on ATN.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Into this house we're born.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I caught that fish, me rambler, rambler. Lord, it almost went a fly.
Once again, no surprise to me. The mailbag is full. I'm going to give everyone a reminder because sometimes I'll get these errant notes from people trying to find me other ways. Just go to americatonight.net. You click on contact, boom, and then just let your thoughts fly. And by the way, and I always encourage this, share if there's some cool story happening in your neck of the woods. You're listening to me in Washington. You're listening to me in Florida, New Jersey, New York, Texas, Illinois, Iowa, you know, whatever, wherever state, whatever, whatever's going on, something in your backyard, let me know because we're bringing back. It's like a closet. You pull some things out and then you put them back or we all get bored with it. But we're bringing back the Daily Salute, and I would love to know more about what's happening in your area. So on that note, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Sherry, who says, Kate, every time I listen to you, I love your show. I get so scared for the people that are in the path of Hurricane Matthew. You said the thing about the evacuation, and I looked at this photograph, and you're right. It was crazy, the amount of cars that were just fleeing Florida. And I can only imagine what the roads are looking like. Yeah, the shot reminded me, actually, of a shot from New Orleans, the people who did leave. In the Caribbean countries, 28 people at least, because they think it could be higher, have died. So that's scary to think about that. That's why they're not taking any chances, because listen, it's up to people whether they evacuate or not. But if there's even a chance, like my really good friends in Charleston, they are going inland. They're going to Asheville, North Carolina. They actually tried to get hotel rooms in some other places, and they were all booked up. But, you know, load up the dogs, load up the grandkids, load up the kids, load up, you know, everybody, and just get on the road. So 2 million people are leaving the coastal Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. Mandatory evacuations in the United States. It's the first time we've seen these. It's the largest since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. And I can remember Sandy with my mother. My mother was sadly battling cancer, but she, what a resilient woman. But anyway, that was my childhood home, was right in the path of that, and she still lived there. And one of my friends went and got her, and she had an adventure and stayed, you know, over the bridge someplace else, and everything was fine. But there were people not too far away who really got slammed by Sandy. Okay, so here's some of the projection. I'm just going to say this quickly, and then we'll go on to our next one, because a lot of you asked about Matthew. Matthew could make landfall in Florida early Friday, they're saying. Cat 4 hurricane. Some of you are listening to this right now, and it's already happened. It could kind of skirt the coast as it goes north. Outer rain bands from the storm already hitting Florida. So rain band, one thing, bad can be bad, too. One thing to have the winds, though. That's the other part of it. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Joe. Kate, I live in Jacksonville, and I just have to tell you this, that the grocery store, and it's not even so much projected to smash into us, although we're expected to get rain, and I guess they don't really know for sure, but there was nothing in the grocery store. So obviously some people are not evacuating and they're staying, which I don't know if I think that's a smart thing or not. My family went to my father's house, who lives more inland. All right, so there's lots of stories like that, and thank you for sharing them. And I'm glad that you went inland. I think if it were me, I wouldn't, based on what I've seen, you know, with hurricanes, I don't think I would take the, I wouldn't tell anyone what to do, but I don't think I'd take the chance, actually. I think because I've seen the effects of it and have been through a hurricane, I would take the road. I would find some other place. So let's see. Let's move on to this one. This one is from Bobby. Katie, I love the show, and I'm telling you, it is a circus when we talk about this election. And you're right, there's only so many adjectives you can use, but the sad thing is it affects all of us. There are three branches of government. I know you emphasize that. And yes, the legislative branch has power, if you will, and so does the executive branch as well. And so that's part of it. You know, you think of the judicial, the executive, and the legislative. Thank goodness the forefathers thought of balancing that power as much as you can. However, I think that when you are the president, and you've said it, you are the leader of the free world, and ultimately the buck does stop with the prez, let's face it. Well, there's no question about that. The thing that you have to think about, and a lot of people don't think about this, is who are, and of course we don't know, we can guess, we can surmise as to who gets elected and who they would bring in, but so much goes on with the cabinet. If you have brilliant cabinet people around you who know what they're doing in some really important positions, and you're a delegator, because when you're president, you can't, let's face it, I don't care how brilliant you are, how much you're involved in whatever's going on in the country, you only have so much time, and you can only process so much information. You have to be a good delegator. I mean, we don't live in 1776, so, and even then, you would have to be a good delegator. So the cabinet, to me, is so important. You know, even you think of other, sometimes we don't talk about this, who's the Secretary of the Interior? And the Secretary of State is obviously important. The Attorney General is obviously important. Attorney General is huge. So the thought is, if it was Trump, it would be Chris Christie, which kind of makes sense, but it's not written in stone. I would be very surprised if Chris Christie did not get a cabinet position and take it if it were Trump. And that's what happens. You go through the kind of the crony list or the possibilities, and that's how the, you know, the cabinets come together. And to me, that's absolutely vital. I mean, absolutely vital. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Victor, and Victor says, Kate, we listen to you in Washington and Aberdeen. We really enjoy the show. I heard you say that you went to see the movie Snowden, and after I heard you say that, it piqued my curiosity. I went to see it as well. And boy, it just shows you how vulnerable we are. How does somebody like that get in those positions? And of course, what he did was, I think, it was ingenious. And one way, he is a traitor because he did sign the whole secrecy thing. But in another way, because of what Snowden did, he protected some of our civil liberty. So I'm kind of torn about the whole thing. It just opened up that discussion for me. And did you see that somebody else was arrested? I did see that. Another government contractor was picked up in August for stealing information. The Justice Department just announced it, though. And the guy's name is Harold Thomas Martin. He was charged with theft of government property and unauthorized removal and retention of classified materials by a government employer contractor after they searched his home and property. And they got hard copy and digital files. And the thing said, highly classified information. He worked for Booz Allen Hamilton as a contractor to the NSA. And, you know, he had top secret stuff. So, I mean, look, this is the bottom line. Obviously, this has got to be, you've got to really vet people. And how do you do that 100%? You've got to really vet the people who are working as contractors, because now that's the other part of this. Because of Snowden, I don't know, now is there this idea that, okay, we've got to pull, and now if I see something I don't like, I'm going to pull the information. I mean, this is tricky stuff. This really is. And this does go back to that argument worth having on the air, and we've talked about it many, many times. We just had a discussion about this the other day with Mike Daugherty, who was very in the know when it comes to security in the government. And you heard he said, where are you going to protect the country? I mean, where, you know, you have to decide. How safe are we? Whatever. And so here we go again. This guy's got attorneys, and his wife said he's a good man and asked for privacy and all this other sort of stuff. So, I mean, we'll see where it goes. There have been, you know, they're saying there wasn't, he's totally cooperating, but I mean, look, if they found evidence, his attorney's saying there is no evidence that he betrayed the country. That he was in the Navy, he served honorably as a lieutenant, and has devoted his entire career to making America safe. Bottom line is, you can't walk away with anything. So what will they come up with here? I have no idea. Who knows? Just a good reminder, once again, that I said at the top, same thing. Any thoughts, you want to share them with me, hear what we're talking about on America Tonight, please don't hesitate. Just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and you're in just like that, or go to Delaney Media Group at live.com, and you will be in. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.